Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning, and thanks for helping us start this day out right here on the Morning Bullpen. My name is George, and coming up in just about 10 minutes, we had a little jury duty we need your help on this morning. You can be part of the solution. How many times do you get to say that? We'll do that in about 10 minutes. Also, Mono's Country in about 20 minutes, and some good news with our 610 Amen coming up in just about 35 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. By the way, if you have some good news in your life, you can call and share it with us. We love sharing good news. 713-881-5500. Say good morning to Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have a lot to get to today. You feeling all right over there, sir?
Sure. Yeah, I've had this, like, weird thing going on.
You've had, like, this strange cold for, like, I don't know, a week and a half?
Yeah, but it's weird. It makes my voice sexier.
But it goes like away as the day goes on, so it's not just allergies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Is it allergies?
I've like never known myself to have allergies.
Welcome.
Welcome to Texas.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, where mold is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we went out for lunch. Deanna and I went out for lunch yesterday, and it was kind of rainy and cloudy and stuff like that. But every restaurant still has the air conditioning like on full blast.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I got in to the restaurant yesterday. It was freezing.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
and then you're like sticky.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
It's crazy.
It's not okay.
I was just like, I'm going to have to wear pants now. I don't want to wear pants
Eric
anymore.
In the next couple days.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll get to that in just a few minutes. We got the top stories that are trending here in Texas this morning. Here are the top three things.
Number three.
Scary first day of classes on Rice University's campus yesterday in the afternoon. An alert went out to all the students telling them to stay in their rooms and all the faculty and staff to shelter in place. Well, that order was lifted a little before 7 p.m. last night when a statement was released that it was a murder-suicide in one of the dorm rooms.
No.
Yes. All the classes, activities for the rest of the day yesterday were canceled. Today, classes have been canceled. Obviously, you're sending love to the victim's family, but it was them who alerted the campus. They said they were worried about their daughter, and that's what made them go check on her.
No.
Yeah. Horrible. So sad.
Number two.
Okay, y'all remember yesterday we were sitting here in the studio and we saw a fire?
Yes.
And we're like, what was that? Well, I thought I found it because there was flaring in Deer Park, like a huge fire. They released a statement saying, no worries, it's just flaring. Flaring.
If you ever drive through Deer Park night, you know what that is.
But it was exceptionally big, right? But then the statement said the flaring didn't begin until yesterday at 3:20 in the afternoon. So still no idea what was on fire yesterday morning.
I mean, we saw it out the window, though. There was nothing.
It was insane.
Oh, craziness.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Okay, I sure hope y'all have cleaned out your car since March. But in case you haven't, check the glove box, the center console, the visor mirror for old lottery tickets. Uh-oh. Because there's one that's about to expire that was sold here in Houston that's worth $1 million.
What?
It was sold at the All Seasons Food on Anton Drive in Houston. If you need the numbers, I've got them for you, but I'm just saying, clean it out.
Okay, check, you have to give us 10% because we reminded
Take
you.
Take me to lunch.
Okay, just know that.
And I'll be happy.
That's what's trending in Texas today. Top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day long here on 100.3 The Bull.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Amen.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
I'm Jessica. I'm from Dickinson, and I work in a pediatric clinic. I'm a nurse, and one of our employees, who's a good friend of ours, her son is 3 and has been waiting for a kidney for several years, and he does dialysis 6 hours every night, 6 days a week, and he got a kidney.
Wow.
He just got a kidney. What? I was still reacting to him going through dialysis every night. Oh, my gosh, that's great news.
Yeah, so, and he's doing great. He finally got discharged in his home, and he's doing great.
Oh, wow.
My goodness.
And he's 3 years old?
He's 3 years old.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah, so it's very exciting for everybody.
Oh, my goodness. Can you tell us his first name?
Tomas.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, prayers for that family and for that little one. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And you know what? Since we're offering prayers, I want to offer prayers out there for the family of the donor, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I never, never, ever want to forget that. So.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for sharing. What amazing news. You keep us updated, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And Jessica, thank you for everything you do on a daily basis.
Oh, thank you. I love my job.
Yeah, as a pediatric nurse, woo.
It's rough sometimes, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for this good news story?
Yes.
Amen. That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, guys.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. If you've ever thought to yourself, I got opinions, well, you can be part of our jury duty. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we get your opinions. No right or wrong answers to help get our verdict. It's coming up at 7:10 this morning here on 100.3 The Bull.
Y'all, my husband texted me. He said, the plumbing guy got pushed to next week. He got struck in the face.
Is he okay?
What's like the first thing that comes to mind?
Struck in the face?
Yes.
Is that how your husband phrased it or how the guy phrased it?
I don't know. I'm assuming. That doesn't sound like something my husband would say. Like, that's not like common verbiage.
Right. Yeah, no, common not at all.
I'm assuming.
See, the first thing I think of is struck in the face is he was in a fight.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I would say it was a
boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. A plumbing accident.
That's what I thought too. But then I'm like thinking, probably not a pipe, maybe something like a toilet blew up.
Ooh.
And no. Like, blah, 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 blah.
No, George might be right though.
No, yeah,
if you say struck, that means somebody or something struck you.
I can't come into work today because I got struck in the face.
Yeah. No, that means something came at your face as opposed to hitting your face on something else.
Right. Exactly. So I think he got in a fight.
Yeah. I'm with George now. He convinced me.
Plumbers, y'all have it hard.
That's the weirdest way ever to phrase something.
713-881-5500.
Yes.
Tell us the last time you were struck in the face.
Any story counts.
Do you have
any story? Any story counts. Anything that you can think of where you were struck in the face.
Oh, I have 1,000 struck in the face stories. What
really?
Are you talking about? Yes. One time, my 5-year-old little boy, he was probably 3 at the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's really hard. You probably don't remember this, George, but it's really hard to cut little kids' fingernails.
Oh, no, I remember fingernails.
Oh, yeah. They're always moving, and then if they're moving too much, you cut it down too low, and they start crying. It's real bad.
Right?
And so he was doing, like, this spin move. Like, Daddy, watch this. La, la, la. Uh-huh. I can spin. And the second he went across my face,
like
he struck me in the face, like a karate chop, right across my cornea. And sliced my eyeball, and I went to the emergency room.
Struck in the face. Mo, you ever been struck in the face?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, the way y'all are describing it, I think my face is fine.
Well,
we want to know your story. 713-881-5500. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Tell us the last time or the story that comes to mind when I say you were struck in the face.
I was struck in the face by a sewer cable because I'm a plumber.
So maybe he did get struck in the face on the job.
Well, it just came loose and like whipped you?
Yep. It was stuck inside the line and it had a lot of tension on it and it popped and spun around and it hit me and broke my safety glasses I had on.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Did you have to cancel your jobs for the rest of the afternoon?
No, you rub some dirt on it and move on.
Yeah.
I got a faulty plumber.
That's a Texas man right there.
That's the way you handle being struck in the face. Tell us your story. We want to know. All it matters is the story starts with, I was struck in the face, now on the bullpen. Mo is waiting on some plumbing work to be done at the house, but the plumber had to cancel because he said he was, quote, struck in the face.
I can only imagine what happened.
Trying to decide what that means. We want to hear your story. 713-881-5500.
Bailey's on the phone in New Caney. Bailey, tell me the time you were struck in the face.
I was struck in the face by metal tennis racket.
Ooh.
That seems malicious. What happened?
So I was 10 years old. All the neighborhood kids were out. They were playing tennis, and I wanted to go play. And I'm at my grandparents. My parents are in Colorado on the way home. And walked right in front of the metal tennis racket. It got stuck in my head and ended up in the hospital later that night.
Stuck in your head?
My gosh. Oh,
God. Yep. The metal, like, connected at the very top of my head and had 7 staples put in my head. My dad's like, well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. All right. Struck in the face. What's your story this morning? We'd like to know. 713-881-5500. Just fill in the blank. I was struck in the face. Struck in the face. That's what we want to know this morning. 713-881-5500. Someone who was supposed to do some work around Mo's house just said they couldn't make it because they were struck in the face.
I can only imagine what is going on.
Well, I think that's where we got in trouble, though, is we started imagining what does it mean to be struck in the face. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
So we're asking you, when were you struck in the face? Laura in Pearland, what's your story?
So my sister, the day before our family picture, she and I got into an argument when we were kids.
Yes.
And she threw a book at me and hit me right between my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And it like flattened the top of my nose. So I look like the Beast is the only thing I can think of as far as how his forehead's flat and the area between his nose.
Yeah, and they probably
so
didn't
we have a
Photoshop.
Family picture.
Yeah.
No, it was Olin Mills.
Mills, yeah, I love it.
See, kids, this is why you shouldn't read.
Oh, my gosh.
That is not true, by the way. That is not
true. That's the lesson I took from it.
Monica, remember, your story has to begin with, I was struck in the face.
I was struck in the face by a butcher knife.
What?
A butcher knife.
I think you were stabbed in the face, ma'am.
I was cutting a watermelon, and the cutting board slipped, and the knife flew back and hit me in the lip and cut my lip open.
Oh! Whoa!
And so I had to go to the emergency room, and I got like 10 stitches in my lip.
From cutting a watermelon.
Do you use a butcher knife to cut a watermelon? Seems aggressive.
Do
you get pre-cut watermelon now from now on?
My husband will not let me touch a knife.
No knives at all.
713-881-5500. Just remember, it has to start with, I was struck in the face.
Andrew's on the phone in Alvin. Andrew, tell us your story. Hey, friend.
Oh. Back in 2012.
Oh, hang on, Andrew. Try it again.
I said I was struck in the face with a firework back in 2012.
Ooh.
Out on East Beach in Galveston, me and some friends were setting off some fireworks, and I decided to take one to the face right out of the tube like a cannon.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Oh.
How'd that work out?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was blind for about 3 months.
What?
Oh, I wasn't allowed to drive. I still have facial tattoos that won't go away.
Yeah.
I'll say I met a lot of people that night in the hospital. I still remember their voices, but I have no idea what they look like.
Oh, my glad goodness. You're okay.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you're okay from being struck in the face yes. this morning. All right, let's do one more.
Suzanne in Spring, what struck you in the face?
I was working out in the
gym. No, it has to start with I was struck in the face.
That's right. I was struck in the face by a resistance band.
Oh, no.
At the gym where I was working out. I was doing some exercises with the group, and it snapped and hit me across the eye.
Whoa. See, mine is always like the resistance band thing. My hand always slips, and I'm like, I hit myself in the face. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty scary. I couldn't see out of the eye at all for about 30 minutes. It started to swell, and we were putting ice on it, and then I ended up having to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah. See, kids, this is why you don't exercise. You don't exercise, you don't read, you don't cook, you don't play with fireworks.
All right, Mo, will you update us and let us know
when they'll find out?
Yeah, when they reschedule, see if they show up with a black eye, because I still think they were in a fight.
We'll find out.
Struck in the face. No more context than that. I was just struck in the face. Thank you for sharing your stories here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Morning Bullpen's Jury Duty. We are solving the daily dilemma this morning, and the question is this.
Can real men have a name that ends in Y?
Oh, you're talking about an adult. I know why you brought this up.
It was not me.
I accidentally ticked off a relative. I have relatives that live in Longview.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen them in a while. They're like second, third cousin kind of things.
Okay.
So we saw them not too long ago. And all of my like cousins and stuff that I grew up with know me as Tommy. Because my middle name is Thomas.
Right. Okay.
So they're like, hey, Tommy, how's it going? And I was like, it's George now and has been since like the seventh grade.
That's when you changed it?
Yeah. And so one of my, and honestly, I think he's like a second cousin by marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so you're Tommy, you're the radio guy. And I was like, well, I'm George. Yes. And I'm on the radio in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, why George? I thought your name was Tommy. And I was like, well, I was Tommy when I was younger. You know, when you grow up, a real man doesn't have a name that ends in Y.
Oh, wow.
And I noticed it ticked him off. And after he walked off, my aunt said, you realize that he goes by the name Buddy.
Oh.
And I was like, I thought his name was Glenn. Because you guys know I always try to make sure I know
you
people's names, right? And I said, I thought his name was Glenn. And she's like, yeah, but he goes by Buddy.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, man. So can a real man
I'm sweating.
Have a name that ends in Y? I don't think so. That's why I'm George.
You were Tommy for how long?
Oh, till like seventh or eighth grade. And then it was like, nope, I'm George now. I'm my own man.
Wow.
And
we should call him Tommy.
Okay, Mo, what do you think? You meet a stud of a man, but his name is like Billy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still marry him?
One of my best friends is named Stevie.
Oh, so you don't mind?
Nope.
Okay.
He also played in the NFL and is bigger than anyone I know.
Yes, that's true. I know
his name is Stevie.
Yeah.
But why not just Steve or Steven?
Well, his dad is Steven, so he's always Stevie, and he's always been that way.
Eric, how do you feel about a man having a name that ends in Y?
I am the authority on all manhood. You know this about me. I'm kind of with George on this one. I think that it always freaks me out, like when I go to a car dealership and it says something like very childish on their name tag.
What?
It's hard to take them seriously. seriously.
Yeah.
Like, hello, I'm Bobby. No, yeah. You're Bob. You're Robert.
I'd rather take advice from Bob than Bobby. I'm sorry. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah, what does it say about y'all?
713-881-5500. We need your votes this morning on jury duty. Adam's on the phone. Adam and Willis, is it okay? Can a man, a grown man, pull off a name with that ends in Y?
I believe the man can. I think they need to put their pride aside and that insecurity aside. And I mean, it's going to be a bit more manlier. Right?
Adam, but are you saying that George and I are insecure?
Yes, and Adam, you can call anytime.
I think there's a little insecurity there going on.
How dare you? I've never heard that in my whole life.
And all of that, but...
I'm so dead.
Well, listen.
I love you so much.
Now, Adam, will you tell me you like me? Just tell me you like me a little bit, please, and make me feel better.
Oh, you know, Eric with the K, I love you. Mo, you're great. George, you're amazing, but drop the insecurity. It is all about
insecurity. No. All right, let's go to Jeff. Notice I didn't say Jeffrey. Go to Jeff, gosh. Mo.
Jeff's on the phone in Clear Lake. Jeff, can real men have a name that ends in Y?
I'm going to have to go with no. I feel like... When I get hit with Jeffrey, it takes me back to that seventh grade, yeah. George, where I'm in trouble.
See?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
When I became a man, I put away childish things. That's the Bible. Oh, the Bible, Mo. Read it.
Well, then, if you have trouble with a name that ends in Y, wait till you introduce our next juror.
Oh, crap. Hey there, Scooby.
Yes, sir. I'm Scooby all day long, and I'm a real man. I'm a real man in full. I ain't got no shame about the Y on there. It's my nickname, but hey, Scooby has been with me ever since I was in high school.
Okay.
It's Scooby, George, and Tommy.
Scooby. Now Scooby's mad at me. Not only is my second cousin Buddy mad at me, but Scooby's mad at me.
Can
a man pull off a name that ends in Y? That's what we want to know.
And that's Marshall and Crosby. Marshall, can real men have a name that ends in Y? Yes or no?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Do you have like a manly man you know that has a name that ends in Y?
So actually, my dad, his name's Michael, but everybody calls him Mikey.
Aww.
So,
Mikey? He's a manly man. He's got a big old beard. He's a big old guy.
See, that's
he's
weird man to me. Dad, so.
Yeah. I think that kind of Mikey is better than an Eric Mikey. You know what I mean? Like, if we call it Eric Mikey, it would be like a little offensive.
You think it would be just a little bit there. Yes. Okay, so Mikey.
All right,
let's go. Last one, Eric. We need the final juror on this morning.
All right, that's Ryan in Houston. Can real men have a name that ends in Y?
Yes, I'm all about it. Now that I know... it's Tommy, so the new show should be called 100.3 The Bull, Tommy, Mo, and Eric.
Yes.
Tommy, Mo, and Eric.
I love it. That does sound more likable than George.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it?
George sounds more manly.
Nobody wants to hang out with a George. Everybody loves Tommy. Tommy's coming.
Parties,
listen,
right?
George, how's this sound?
Hard.
Tommy's coming to the party. What about this? George is coming to the party.
How about George? No, but you don't. I'm Uncle Jorge. Jorge.
Goodbye.
Yeah, all right, Mo.
Goodbye.
This has gone off
the
rails.
Hit the gavel, George.
All right, it's gone off the rails this morning. We want to know,
can real men have a name that ends in Y? And the answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, maybe the problem is me. I think the problem is me. It's jury duty here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time for our 10-minute tune this morning. You know how this works. It's part of our show every day. You call, you make a suggestion, and if Eric likes your suggestion, we go with it. He goes out in the hallway. He spends about 10 minutes writing it, and then we come back, and Eric performs the song all in 10 minutes, but it starts with your phone call this morning.
CJ's in the phone in Pasadena. Hey, CJ, what would you like Eric to sing about?
The absolute torture of having to go clothes shopping with someone else.
That's actually really fair.
Is it weird that I enjoy that?
Like, literally, my wife tried on the exact same dress 6 different times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. It's one of those things. That's why they have couches and stuff like in the nicer stores.
So you can park your man
there while you go shopping there. I like this one, CJ. Thank you. Absolute torture of shopping with someone else.
Good one.
713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Dana's in Deer Park this morning. Dana, what would you like Eric to sing about on the 10-minute tune?
I would love to hear about the kids are back in school and life is glorious once more.
Yeah, there is like a peace in your voice.
Yeah, I mean, I have a kindergartner and a fifth grader, and I am so happy that, well, the kindergartner is, I mean, there's been like the pre-K and all that, but this is for real school.
Yeah.
They both get off at the same time. They're in the same school. I get the whole peaceful day, and then I, you know, I get to enjoy them telling me about their day. And
I get to enjoy them, insinuating that the whole summer you did not enjoy
them. Yeah.
Well, there were moments.
I appreciate this so much.
Dana's got it all planned out. Well, Dana, we're so happy that you're happy that your kids are back in school. I love the suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis is on the phone in Hockley, and he's got a suggestion for the 10-minute tune. What's up, Curtis? What should I sing about?
About how every time my wife goes to Tractor Supply, she wants to buy more baby chickens.
Oh my gosh, I want them
more all. Baby chickens. How many baby chickens do you have?
In total, we just gave 7 to my mother-in-law, but we had 39.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow!
Yowza.
That's crazy. Yep. Yeah, they should put her face up, like a picture with her face on it, saying, do not let this woman buy more baby chickens. Sweet. Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty adorable.
Buys more of those. She wants to buy ducks or turkeys, and then it's going to be goats,
it's
and
a
baby
drug.
Cow.
Yep.
You don't want the whole farm.
That's hysterical. I want to churn butter, so I totally get it, Chris. Yes. I'm on your
She actually
side.
Googled that the other day.
Yes.
How to churn butter. Curtis, thank you. Great suggestion this morning. All right, Eric, we have the, what do you call it, absolute torture of shopping with someone. Mom who's happy kids are back in school.
Yeah.
And Curtis, whose wife is buying too many baby chickens. What do you like there?
I feel like we can relate to all of these.
I know, right?
But I feel like a lot of people right now are getting back into the flow of school. And they're so happy. I know my wife is like, oh, I can study. I can actually get things done around the house. I can accomplish so much with my kids in school. So let's sing to the dads and moms about the kids being back in school.
All right, back to school. School's in session. That's what he's going to sing about from a parent's perspective. And we'll find out how he does. It's 10 minutes away. 10-minute tune on the Bull. Coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen Show, I have a best friend question. Can you help me out? A best friend question that we need help with. That's coming up in 10 minutes here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created off the suggestion that we had this morning, and it's all about the kids being back in school.
I would love to hear about the kids are back in school and life is glorious once more.
Yeah, there is like a peace in your voice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a little peace in your voice.
Yeah,
now, when does Sailor start?
After Labor Day, but after she's just Labor in Day. Like... Mother's Day out.
I understand, but you're dreading that a little bit, or maybe not. Maybe you've been hiding it well. Eric's back in the studio. This was a topic you said your wife also could relate to, Eric.
Oh, yeah. With the kids back, she's free to accomplish the things she actually needs to accomplish without having two little brats crawling all over, yelling in her ear. So we're going to do it for all those dads and mommies out there in the style of Backstreet's Back.
Excuse me, don't ruin this song.
All right. Hang on. I need to get your music bin ready. And for whatever reason, it's not showing up on here.
Are you saying you're a Backstreet Boys fan and not in sync?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Okay. Sure you did.
Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. So, okay. All right. Here it is. I found it. I'm sorry. I thought I was prepared, and evidently I was not prepared. So, all right. Let's get it all synced up here. Eric and the 10-minute tune. Now on 100.3 The Bull.
Hey, dads and mommies. Yeah, it's August. All you dads and mommies, are you freaking psyched? The school year's back, all right.
mean?
Thank you, God, it's back again. I'm free from all my stupid kids. Summer camps cost way too much. And vacationing with children sucks. Hey, do I love my kids?
Yeah.
But am I glad they're gone?
Oh, yeah.
Shh, is my house quiet?
Yeah.
I am back to my morning routine of listening to the full Dads and Mommies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's August.
Yeah.
All you dads and mommies, are you freaking psyched? The school year's back, all right.
You know what? That's pretty well done there, sir.
Very nice.
A little boy band, single boy, but
I tried to be in a boy band for about a week back when they were. Yeah, no,
it was when you were when it was bad. A thing. Yeah,
yeah, so, yeah. They so. Couldn't harmonize with me. I was much more talented.
Obviously,
than,
probably,
I was the Justin Timberlake of that group. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
There you go. For all the parents that are feeling happy that the kids are back in school, you can grab that one off our podcast. Download the Audacy app, AUDACY, and then just search for the Morning Bullpen podcast and click like on there. And when you do that, you'll get notified every time we post up a 10-minute tune here on the Bull. Hey, coming up in about 20 minutes, I got some good news. You have some good news in your life, something you're celebrating, something that's happened that you would just love to tell the world about. We got the 810 Amen. You can be part of it. 713-881-5500. That's coming up in 20 minutes.
George, Mo is wrong again, and we need to set the record straight.
Mo's always wrong.
This is really upsetting me.
Okay.
Because earlier she was talking about her best friend, Stevie. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and, yeah, you brought that up, yeah.
And I go, wait, once the mic's turned off, I go, no, I thought that Tracy was your best friend or Caitlin with the C was your best friend. Mm-hmm. You have all these best friends. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had 10 best friends.
Oh, no, you can't have 10 best friends. You only have one best friend.
See? Thank you, George.
Oh, was I not supposed to say that?
No, that was
you
right.
You decided what you want to decide.
No.
You were closed off to friendship.
No. I have lots of good friends. But when you say the word best friend.
Yeah. Eric, it's like, you're totally right.
It's
on
like
this.
Running a race. Like, you can't have 10 people tie for first. You have one best friend, and then you have some other good friends.
I have 12.
Her slow blink.
It was 10 a second ago. Now you have 12 best friends?
I haven't, like, listed them. But, yeah, I don't understand, like, mine don't win a race. They're all the same.
No. Wait.
Okay, so who like he said, you have 10 or 12?
I would say 12. You know, like, my bridesmaids. That's your 12
best friends. How many bridesmaids
friends.
Did you have?
I had 9.
Oh, my.
It's impossible for those to all be your best friends.
No, like, they all are. We have a group chat. They all know that they're my best friends. They're the Sparkle Squad. Like, that's what they're called.
The Sparkle Squad.
Are you kidding me?
No. I don't understand why you guys are so angry about my friendships.
All right. No, so wait.
I don't have any friends that aren't my best friends. I have the 12 core,
okay, you,
and then
you,
I have acquaintances. I have people that are
what
fine.
What are you, like Jesus? You got your 12 disciples? That's all?
Maybe.
You exclusively have best friends.
Yes.
And you have no friend
best
friends.
Of
that.
No. I put everything into those friendships.
I disagree.
And I send birthday presents. I know all their kids' birthdays. Like, we vacation with their families. Those are my 12 best friends.
No, you have 12 great friends. Okay. You have a circle of 12 great friends, and I'm so happy about that.
How do you pick just one?
Okay, what? Here's the thing. What? I'm thinking, okay, you have your 9 bridesmaids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you have Stevie.
Yes.
Love Stevie.
Yeah. Gavin.
Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The plumber's got to be in there, right?
No, husband's not even in the top 12.
Your husband is not one of your best friends.
If you ask me, who's your best friend? He's nowhere in there.
Are you kidding me?
I don't consider, he's my husband.
George, is Deanna your best friend?
She's one of my great friends. I wouldn't say she's
Thank
my
you.
Best friend.
Thank you.
I would honestly, and I think if you ask her, if you said, hey, he Deanna, who's your thing. Best yep. friend? She'd say, Michelle.
Exactly.
I mean, she would. I mean, and I don't take offense to that.
No.
Because again, I have a best friend. Mo, mm-hmm. if you had to pick one.
I have no idea.
No, come on. Okay, if you had to.
Put it this way.
Okay.
Bernard, your dog.
Yes, I love him.
Yes, you love him deeply.
I did not count him in the 12 best friends.
Okay, Bernard dies.
That's going to happen any day now.
Trust me, I know. That's why I brought it up. So right. it's close to the surface here.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, feel it, feel it, okay, feel it. Bernard's dead.
I'm having a feeling.
Oh, stop.
Who are you calling?
Oh, I'd call my brother first.
That's your best friend.
That's the best friend.
You call him twin?
Yes.
That is your best friend.
I don't know.
When crisis hits, who do you call
He's
first?
He's definitely in the Sparkle Squad. He has a shirt that says it.
He does sparkle.
Yes.
He definitely does.
He's in the top 12.
Okay. All right, hang on.
What are you doing?
No, it's okay. Y'all go ahead. You keep your talking here. Okay. I'm just over here.
That makes him my best friend.
Do you think that he would say that you're his best friend?
My brother?
Yeah.
That's what I wonder too, Eric. Hang on.
No.
I think I have him on the phone here. Let me see if I can get him. We'll talk to Mo's brother's name is Matt.
The twin.
Hey, Matt, thanks for jumping on the phone with us here. We have one question, one simple question, and all we need is just an honest answer from you, okay?
I feel like I'm being set up, but let's do it.
I feel like I'm being set up.
You're not being set up. This is very serious. I want you to think about your life, think about everybody in your life, and I want you to answer this simple question.
Okay.
Who is your best friend?
I have to say my wife, but my sister would be a close second.
Thank you. That is all. That's all we needed. That's
no,
it.
No, wait. No, yeah. wait.
No, I want Mo, you to yeah. ask yes. Mo mm-hmm. who her best friend is.
Mo, who's your best friend?
Well, who do you think my best friend is?
Well, I mean, based off of this conversation, you probably said me.
Who's my second best friend? Bernard.
The plumber.
No,
he didn't even make the list.
Yeah.
Wow. This is going to make Christmas awkward.
Oh, shoot. Talk to you later.
This is my favorite moment ever.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you.
Obviously, you love him. You love him more than he loves you.
Yeah. Wow. This went poorly.
No. You know what, Matt? This went perfectly.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
All right, time to have some fun. Stephanie and Dickinson wants to take $100 from Mo, don't you, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
All right, here's how you get the cash.
Well, that $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Stephanie?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, Steph, and we'll get this game started, okay?
Get on out of there.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, she brought her Louisville Slugger. He died a happy man. Can you name the two country stars that tied for the ACM Entertainer of the Year in 2020?
Oh, it's Carrie Underwood.
And he died a happy man.
I don't know that one.
Question number two. Everybody's getting tipsy in England. This artist just went to number one on the British charts. Can you name him?
Uzi.
Question number three. Most people think this artist's first movie was called Pure Country in 1992, but he actually appeared in the movie The Soldier back in 1982. Name this Texas legend.
Pass.
Okay, question number four. In 1999, this group released their album Fly, which went on to sell over 10 million copies, and they became the first female band ever to have back-to-back diamond albums. Can you name the group?
Pass.
And question, are you okay here?
Y'all are asking questions that are too old for me.
How old are you, Stephanie?
I'm 25.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let's try. Maybe this will be a little bit better. And question number five. In 2016, this Texas lady proclaimed that country music was my church. But in 2023, she said she was leaving country to do pop music. Can you name her?
Taylor Swift.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against this morning.
All right. Get in here, you old lady. Stephanie's 25, okay. And she said that's why she only got one out of the five.
Well, now you know how I feel when you ask me questions from 1970. Let's
go. She's like, these are way too old.
I love it so much.
What I heard Stephanie say is, George, you're way too old.
Let's do it.
All right, Mo, here are the questions. Okay. Question number one. Uh-huh. She brought her Louisville slugger. He died a happy man. Uh-huh. Name the two country stars who tied for ACM Entertainer of the Year just 4 years ago, Stephanie, in 2020.
Well, Louisville slugger's Carrie Underwood, and die a happy man is Thomas Rhett.
That is correct. Yes, that is correct.
She got half of it. She got the Carrie Underwood
part.
Couldn't nail the Thomas Rhett, so it's 1-1.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Everybody's getting tipsy in England. This artist just went to number one on the British charts. Name him.
Tipsy is Shaboozy right now.
That is correct.
Yes, and that's the one the 25-year-old got.
Do you know he's dating Emily Ratajkowski? Yeah.
I did not.
Isn't that wild? Like, good for him.
That is crazy.
Thank you.
I hate him. 2-1.
Question number three. Most people think this artist's first movie was Pure Country back in 1992, but he actually appeared in the movie The Soldier 10 years earlier in 1982. Name this Texas legend.
Thank you for that hint. I'm going to guess you're talking about George Strait.
It is George Strait.
Willie
that
Nelson
is correct.
Was my second guess.
Stephanie passed on that one, so it's fair. 3-1.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. In 1999, this group released their album Fly. It went on to sell over 10 million copies, and they became the only female band ever to have back-to-back diamond albums. Name them.
Fly is Mark McGrath.
No, oh, that's not Mark McGrath.
I just want to fly.
It's a country song.
I don't know.
It was the Dixie Chicks.
Or the Chicks.
No. I would have taken either one. Fly?
No, yeah, Stephanie didn't know either. So it's still 3-1.
All right. And question number five. Okay. In 2016, this Texas lady proclaimed that country music was my church. But in 2023, she said she was leaving country music to do pop music. Name her.
Maren Morris.
It is Maren Morris. Yes. My church was her song.
Not Taylor Swift. So I'm so sorry, Stephanie. Mo protected her money. 4-1 was the final score.
Ooh, girl.
But that's just because she's old.
Right. Yeah.
Stephanie, you know what you got to say to get out of here today?
This is Stephanie and Dickinson, and George is too old.
Oh, please.
All right. Hang up on her. Hang up.
Call ya soon, sister.
All right. We'll give you a chance to play Mo. Mo Knows Country again tomorrow, 8:20, if you're not too young, here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.